Ever wondered how housing allocations in the Squawmish Squamish Nation actually work? Or maybe you've heard about the updated policy and are curious about what's changed. Here's a quick guide to what's changed, how the system works, and what it means for members. For those who are wondering what this policy is, it is how the nation manages its housing list and decides who gets allocated custom homes and lots. The housing list is a compilation of eligible Squamish Nation members waiting for a home or lot allocation gifted by the nation, based on their application date and category. In October 2024, Nexoninam Taaksumix, Squamish Nation Council, approved updates to the housing allocations policy. The changes are designed to streamline the process for Squamish Nation members while retaining core aspects of the allocations program. What's changed? First things first, no major changes have been made to the program itself. The same four categories, single, single parent, married, common law, and elder, still determine housing allocations. What has changed is how the process is managed. The nation says it aims to focus on making things clearer for applicants. For example, the housing list will now be updated and published every year, according to the nation's housing allocations guidebook. This means members can see where they stand and understand how allocations are decided. Why is housing so expensive? Let's talk numbers. Building a home isn't cheap. On average, constructing a new home costs $360,000, according to the Squamish Nation Housing Allocations Guidebook, 2024. While Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, helps by contributing $40,000 to $80,000, the nation still covers most of the cost, up to $320,000 per home. According to the guidebook, it's a tough balance to strike. The guidebook also states that the nation has been working hard to meet rising housing demands by creating partnerships and looking at new ways to deliver homes. Organizations like HEAM Housing and Enchike Development have added over 300 housing units in the past 5 years, boosting the nation's housing supply by 45%. However, a recent assessment shows the nation needs 885 units by 2028, as noted in the guidebook. The cost? A whopping $354 million, and that's just for construction. Members living in Squamish Nation do housing pay fees to the nation for their homes. How do you get on the housing list? If you're a nation member over the age of 18, you're eligible to apply. The process starts with a visit to the community lands office or an email to the housing officer. According to the guidebook, placement on the list is determined by application date, with priority often given to families, elders, and single parents. Single applicants are encouraged to apply, as life events, such as parenthood or reaching elder status, can change their category over time. There are four categories on the list. Single, single parent, married, common law, elder. What happens after allocation? If you're selected for an allocation, here's what to expect. Verification. The housing officer will confirm your eligibility and category. Selection. Applicants choose their lot on a first-come, first-served basis. Construction. The nation works with applicants to build your home on the allocated lot. Those who decline an allocation are removed from the list, while those who defer may only do so twice before their application date resets, according to the guidebook. 2025 Allocations Update. According to a community notice published on January 16, 2025, the nation announced that the updated housing allocations policy will guide the next allocation process, which is expected to include up to 15 lots and homes, marking the first allocation in 7 years. To remain eligible, members must ensure their contact information is up to date. The housing officer will verify applicant details before allocations, which are based on application date and category. If you're a member or just curious about the process, you can learn more at squamish.net/community-initiatives/housing-policy-engagement. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.